From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how the UN is re-entering Baghdad to join the debate over Iraq's future. But first...
Well, I love New Hampshire.
New Hampshire makes Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry 2-for-2. He's on to Missouri today as the primary campaigns move to the South and Midwest. Here for a look ahead at what's next is Slate Magazine's Chris Sullentrop. He writes the On the Trail column for Slate, and he joins us now from Manchester, New Hampshire. Chris, welcome back to Day to Day.
Good to be here.
And first off, let's start with John Kerry, the winner last night. Iowa, no fluke, apparently. But what does he have to do now, and what are his vulnerabilities?
Well, keep winning, obviously, but he's in an interesting strategic position. I mean, he's in a very strong position, but his most dangerous opponent is presumed to be John Edwards. John Edwards has to win South Carolina. So Kerry could pour a lot of resources and try to take his momentum to South Carolina and try to kill John Edwards. Or he could cede South Carolina to John Edwards and try to win the other six primaries that are held on February 3rd. And try to sort of out-momentum him that way. I'm not sure which one they're going to do, but it's an interesting choice.
You're saying that John Edwards now seems to be the alternative to John Kerry rather than Howard Dean.
Well, I mean, I don't want to write off Howard Dean. Howard Dean finished third in Iowa, second in New Hampshire, but a lot of people think that Edwards is more dangerous because they're transfixed by him. The press is. I'm not transfixed by him, but people think that Edwards is more dangerous than Dean just because he hasn't been written off yet.
Well, I won't raise the question of how prescient the political press has been so far this year right now to embarrass anyone there, but how about General Wesley Clark? Can you just kind of comment on where you think he stands now? He had stayed in New Hampshire. He didn't participate in Iowa. He comes in third, but really in a virtual tie with Senator Edwards.
Yeah, Clark finished a disappointing third. I mean, this is a guy who camped out in New Hampshire, hoped that while everyone else was in Iowa, he would own the state and, finish second, maybe even first, but really hoping to finish second and get a bounce out of that. But still, he's in a strong position, has a lot of money leading up, even after Iowa was ahead in polls in good positions in polls in Oklahoma and Arizona and doing well in South Carolina. So he's in a strong position, but this is a guy who started in first and moved down, if you remember. On day one of the campaign, when he entered it, he was in first place. So
yeah, he got tremendous reaction.
So he needs to reverse that movement.
Okay. And let's go back to former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, if we may. He actually is in Vermont today, kind of strategizing with his advisors. He's not out campaigning. What do you think they're talking about, and what should they be talking about?
Well, based on some things Joe Trippi said over the weekend...
That's his campaign manager.
His campaign manager. They don't anticipate doing very well on February 3rd, and they may be looking past February 3rd. I mean, they want to compete in Arizona and New Mexico, but I think they're trying to manage expectations for the and to look past February 3rd and look at the Saturday after that is Michigan and Washington, and after that, Wisconsin. And those are three states that I think Dean thinks look better for him than some of these Midwestern and Western states that are coming up on Tuesday.
Chris Sullentrop writes the On the Trail column for the online magazine Slate. He joins us from NPR's News Filing Center in Manchester, New Hampshire. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.